Last night I went to the website of this church, and I found my favorite words over there: peace, justice, truth, love, reason, and democracy. I love it, and I love those words, and they are my favorites. Unfortunately, growing up as a child in Afghanistan, I didn't experience many of them. That's something that's running now. I'm far away from home, but I am getting education to go back home and help bring those, bring peace, bring justice, truth, democracy, love. I start my speech with a Persian, and actually it's Arabic, says Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. First, I'd like to thank Nancy and all of you for giving me the opportunity to come here and give a first-hand perspective and information about my country, Afghanistan. Today I'm going to talk about an important topic that challenges our generation: terrorism and the Taliban in Afghanistan. I will talk about my childhood experiences growing up during the oppressive regime of the Taliban and during the US involvement in Afghanistan. I will also talk about my experiences at the wonderful Environmental Liberal Art College, Green Mountain College. As Nancy introduced me, my name is Asadullah Suhail, and I am from Bamyan province of Afghanistan. Bamyan is located in central part of Afghanistan. I have been studying in the US since 2007. In 2007, I was one of the 40 exchange students who came to study in the US through 1 year youth exchange and study scholarship. I lived with a wonderful host family in Bennington, Vermont, and went to Mount Anthony Union High School. I studied my second year at Linden Institute with full right scholarship and graduated from this amazing school in 2009. Now I am one of the Make a Difference scholars at Green Mountain College. I'm getting my Bachelor of Science in Business Administration in May 12, 2013. My parents are illiterate. They never had the opportunity to go to school. I'm the first person graduating from high school and now from college. My younger sister is the second person who graduated from Linden Institute, and now it's her second year at Rutgers studying political science and gender studies. So when she goes back to Afghanistan, she fights for women's rights there. From the parents that never had the opportunity to go to school and get education, I have come a long way in my journey, but it hasn't been an easy one. I want to mention that I'm speaking in a country that the tragic attack on World Trade Center took place. On September 11, 2001, two planes crashed on World Trade Center, and over 3,000 of innocent people were killed. During this tragic event, I, as an 11-year-old kid, was living in Babu Mountain in refugee camps far from my city, Bamyan, in Afghanistan. While 9/11 is related to my life in another corner of the world, I'm going to tell you now. I grew up in a country that has been controlled by Soviet Union for almost 10 years, from 1979 to 1989. The Soviet captured every province by bombing the villages and shooting the people. For those 10 years, they killed thousands of people. They put landmines all around Afghanistan. For those 10 years, the Soviet army destroyed everything: Afghan society, the infrastructure, the economy, and the list goes on. Finally, in 1989, Afghan people, with the help of the United States, forced the Soviet army out of Afghanistan. Back then, the Taliban were the United States' allies. I grew up in a country that experienced civil war and ethnic conflicts It started from the withdrawal of Soviet Union and ended in 1996 by the coming of the Taliban. I remember one thing about civil war, escaping from my town to another district with my relatives on a Russian truck. My father did not come with us because he had to stay to protect our house and belongings. My mother had to help her six young children to get on and off the big Russian truck. In the middle of the civil war, the Taliban came to Afghanistan. In early 1990s, a group of around 20 Taliban leaders entered in Afghanistan from Pakistan and formed the Taliban Party. People were really happy that the religious students came in Afghanistan and they will rescue the people from the civil war. People did not know anything about the Taliban. We just knew that they were religious students and we hoped that they are going to be good people. When the Taliban leaders entered in Afghanistan, the Pashtun-dominated provinces in southern and eastern parts of Afghanistan that has bordered with Pakistan immediately joined them. Pashtuns are the majority ethnic group in Afghanistan. These Taliban leaders created a strong army in Kandahar province. Then they attacked on capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, Bamiyan, and northern provinces. The Taliban captured the northern provinces of Mazar from Northern Alliance in 1998 and massacred over 10,000 people there. After that, the people of Afghanistan could not trust the Taliban as religious leaders or as religious students. People understood that they are not religious students. They are the terrorists and Al-Qaeda from all over the world. I go to Afghanistan every 2 years to visit my family and friends. Every time that I visit, it refreshes my memories of the Taliban. Every time that I visit, I pass by the mountains where the Taliban entered in Afghanistan in 1998. When I was a child, there was a battle between the Taliban and the people on those mountains. One night, the Taliban started attacking hard and they captured Bamiyan. Those days, most of people did not have car, so they did not take anything from their houses, just their children, oil lamp to see their path, clothes, and some food carrying on their head or on their back. People started escaping toward the Baba Mountain. Baba Mountain range was the only way for people to escape. The mountain roads were full of people with oil lamps running in the dark. The Taliban captured my city, Bamiyan. The Taliban captured around 800 of those people who were going slow and those people who did not escape and massacred all of them. It was winter and the mountains were full of snow. A lot of children and old people died on the mountains those nights. The snow was deep and it was hard to walk besides that the Taliban were shooting with anti-aircrafts from the bottom of the mountains. Refugees settled in the mosques in rural areas far from Bamiyan center, so the Taliban don't catch them. Several families were staying in one mosque and all the mosques were completely full in the safe areas. The Taliban followed people to other districts of Bamiyan, like Yakaulang and Punjab districts. They followed the people and captured Yakaulang districts. The Taliban and the Al-Qaeda groups massacred over 300 people in Yakaulang district of Bamiyan. On January 9, 2001, my uncle was one of them. There are 8 children left behind him with no support whatsoever. The massacre was not enough for the Taliban, so they decided to burn all the houses, schools, mosques, and the market. My other uncle, who sold his beautiful house in Kabul, capital of Afghanistan, to start a grocery shop to feed his family, but the Taliban burned that shop as well. This massacre and destructions happened 8 months before Al-Qaeda attacked the World Trade Center on September 11. For 3 years, we were refugees in our own country, keep escaping from one village to another, living in tents and mosques. We did not have any rights. We did not have the right of education or to live in our home, in our province, and in our country. If we did not escape from our home, the Taliban would have killed us just like they killed my uncle and neighbors. All of these disasters we experienced so the Taliban don't kill us. From 1998 to 2001, nobody was able to go to school. My siblings and I couldn't go to school for several years. By 2000, the Taliban captured 90% of Afghanistan. Afghanistan became the center for the Taliban and Osama bin Laden from 1996 to 2001. I witnessed the cruelty of the oppressive regime of the Taliban when I was less than 11 years old. The fundamentalist group of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda did not and will not have any respect for the people. They massacred the people, burned houses, mosques, and schools, and the whole cities. On September 11, 2001, I was a kid living in a refugee camp in Baba Mountain. I clearly remember that moment. I brought a load of wood from the mountain for my mother to cook dinner. I entered the room and saw my parents listening to the radio, but they were in a shock. My parents told me about the attacks in World Trade Center. They told me that over 3,000 people lost their lives in this attack. It was a really big, tragic tragedy for the entire world, especially for those who lost their loved ones. After September 11th, the radio broadcasted that the United Nations, United States of America, and the NATO troops were going to attack on the Taliban in Afghanistan. It was one of the most important news I have ever heard in my life. People were suffering from that situation. There wasn't any job and we did not have any food to eat. If the United States did not attack on the Taliban, we were feeling that that's going to be the last winter for many families because of the lack of food, shelter, job, and the list goes on. The US and the NATO troops captured Afghanistan from the hand of the Taliban in 2 months. When it was safe, we returned to our lovely but destroyed city, Bamyan. In Bamyan, all the houses were burned and the weather was cold. In this time, a lot of people were living in caves curved around the Buddha statues in Bamyan. There were 8 of us living in a small cave. It had a small door and we had to lower our heads to get in. There was a wood-burning oven in the middle of the cave where my mother cooked the bread. When my mom was cooking the bread or boiling the water, the cave was full of smoke. And it was a really bad situation. We had to wait outside. If we waited inside, our eyes were tearing from the smoke. We were happy to be back in Bamyan, but we were angry and sad that all the houses, schools, and mosques were destroyed. We couldn't see anything in the entire Bamyan city except burned houses, dust, and destructions. I remember when we returned to Bamyan and we passed from in front of the Buddha statues in October 2001. The Buddhas were destroyed and just the empty caves remained. I was really sad and angry. The Taliban killed the people, burned the houses. Why did they destroy the Buddha statues? Those two Buddhas were 1500 years old. This summer I planned to visit the land of sorrow and pain, at the same time beautiful in regards of natural beauty. My mom asked me to not come because it's not safe anymore. So I couldn't go this summer. This is going to be my 3rd year not seeing my family and my country. The story of my city is intertwined with September 11, 2001 and the terrorist attacks on World Trade Center. Once Bamiyan was home for Buddhism, Bamiyan became, around 1500 years ago, Buddhism blossomed in peaceful Bamiyan. Bamiyan became the center of art and pilgrimage. That's why the two giant Buddha statues were literally carved in the hillside. The two giant Buddha statues stood strongly to protect the history of civilizations and to overlook the beautiful town of Bamiyan for hundreds of years. But an oppressive, violent, brutal, and ignorant group of non-humans called the Taliban captured Bamiyan and destroyed the Buddha statues in March of 2001. Thousands of tourists visited these statues every year. Now they are gone. The point is that over 3,000 innocent people were killed during the attack on World Trade Center on September 11th. This tragic attack woke up the world, the whole world, from a long sleep. The world was forced to know that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban killed tens of thousands of Afghans, including the Hazara and Tajik people in Afghanistan. The Taliban and terrorists stole and took beloved husbands from beautiful wives, sons from mothers, fathers from children in Afghanistan and in the US. There are hundreds of thousands of widows, orphans, and disabled people in Afghanistan. But there is still hope. It's not too late. I'm glad the US and the rest of the world took action against the Taliban and the terrorists. Now life is improving a lot in Afghanistan since 2001. It's not improving the way that people expected, but still people are thankful of the US and international community. With the presence of international community, still people are facing heartbreaking problems every day. The major problems are the Taliban and suicide bombers, poverty, illiteracy, opium growth, and addiction, inequality, and the ethnic groups are not represented fairly in government. Students do not have enough teachers in classrooms. I can tell you about my experience. From first grade to 11th grade, I never studied in a classroom. I was studying in a tent. And we don't go to school in winter because we don't have heat or enough classrooms. So 3 months of winter, the schools are off. Just during the spring, summer, and fall, students go to school. And we don't have library, no internet, no books. So that was how I studied before I came to States. When I came here, I was so thankful. It was like a vacation for me. There are not enough universities. 25% out of 120,000 students go to college. There isn't electricity, running water. For example, with my family, we have a donkey. Every family has a donkey in my province. So we put jugs of water on the donkey and we bring it from the river to the house. And we don't have running water, so we heat water on the oven. And then whenever we take shower, we just heat it there, or whenever we drink water, make tea, everything. We just use the coal and wood in the, on the oven to cook or boil water, all of this. There is not a single manufacturing company to produce something and give jobs to jobless people. Around 1 million people are suffering from unemployment. The unemployment rate in Afghanistan is over 35%. The Taliban are still killing the people, especially students, burning schools and terrorizing communities. Afghanistan has poverty and illiteracy, and they are all the results of war and oppression, which continued for 30 years. The people want to learn, go to school and study, but there are not enough resources to satisfy those needs. The people have such enthusiasm for knowledge, but the terrorism and Taliban are still trying to stop them from going to school and colleges. As I grew up in Afghanistan and saw all these problems, I decided to help the people of my country, which has been my dream since my childhood. The greatest gift I could give to people of my country is the good education that I'll get from here. These 5 years studying in the US have been the best years of my life, especially my college experiences at Green Mountain College. I learned a lot at GMC. I developed many of my leadership skills at GMC. And after GMC, hopefully I'll go to grad school and then go back to Afghanistan to help my country. The second gift is going to be 10 school libraries at 10 different high schools in our districts of Bamyan. This semester, I'm registering a nonprofit by the name of ROYA, Resources of Young Afghans. Through this nonprofit, I will build the 10 libraries at 10 different high schools, because those schools never had libraries. I have already raised around $18,000 for the first library project at my high school. The schools never had library, especially in Bamyan. There is my ethnic group living in Bamyan, it's Hazara, which is the minority ethnic group. And the government is dominated by Pashtuns, so they really don't pay attention a lot in the central part of Afghanistan. That's why there are not much developments happening there. Hopefully, I'll be able to build these libraries, these schools. I'm working for it. And here, I conclude by saying that we are all victims of terrorist attacks. Doesn't matter if we are Christians, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, or atheist. The terrorists and the Taliban massacred thousands of Muslims in Afghanistan, and they are still killing hundreds of people by suicide bombing in Afghanistan, India, Iraq, and Pakistan. I am a Muslim, and I am a victim of terrorists and the Taliban attacks. I believe we are responsible to allow ourselves to think about what we as citizens of the world can do to make a difference. At least we should try to make this world a better place. We should fight against ignorance, stereotypes, and misconceptions. We should help our brothers and sisters who need our help in any corner of the world. If we do not try, then we let the evil to succeed. As Edmund Burke said, all it takes for evil to succeed is for a few good men and women to stand by and do nothing. Let's stand against every massacre and terrorist activities in every corner of the world, because we all share the value of being human. Doesn't matter if we are Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindu, or Buddhists. We all stand for love, brotherhood, and compassion. Thank you. And if you have any questions,